It's Sunday, August 1st, 2021. I'm J. Samuel Deal, and this is the Hidden Node, Dog Days of Podcasting Edition. How's it going, everybody? It's been a long time since I've done this. Outside of two test episodes, I haven't actually podcasted in over a year as a co-host on somebody's show, and I haven't done my own personal podcast since 2007, 2008? It's been a while. A lot of things have happened, a lot of things haven't happened. But we've all been through so much this past year and a half that time itself is getting kind of jumbled. I'm going to be spending a lot of time this next 31 days kind of jumping into the spirit of Dog Days Podcast in the first place, which is to get me back to podcasting. You know, also to help me get back to being creative in general, because I've been kind of slacking in that. Slacking's not the right word. I'll get into this as we get through the episodes, but truth be told, it's been a lot of stuff going through my head, especially the last 6 months. Creativity's been something hard to reach for, but not beyond my grasp. And it's up to me to kind of stretch my arm to grab things. So, that said, this is mostly going to be about kind of working on myself, talking about what's been going on, and kind of setting plans for the rest of the year. Just do better, right? Right. So, these episodes aren't going to be too long, but I do need to go through one major thing of change that has happened in the last couple years. Now, I say change as more, it's more of a thing of realization, I should say, of coming to terms with things and identifying a part of myself so that way I have a better time of expressing and understanding myself. And that's the fact that over the past few years, I have come to terms to realize I am trans non-binary. Pronouns are they, them. And yeah, it's kind of one of those things I've always kind of known, but never really quite had a term for, and have become more public talking about it over the past year. I've kind of known that that was the term for me really about 2 or 3 years ago, but I didn't really come out to anybody until about 2 years ago when I came out to my wife about it, and I really didn't start coming out to anybody else until about a year ago. In fact, I've never made a big, hey, look at me, I just want to let everybody know this is who I am post. I'm proud for the people who do, but let's face it, I have a hard time making big post announcements about things. When I released the book a couple years ago, I had a hard time posting about it. Whenever I released a new podcast thing, I had a hard time posting about it. I am very, very bad about advocating for my own thing, so I don't know. But I did change my Facebook pronouns. I did add that information to the bottom of my Twitter. I added the non-binary colors to my Twitch page. And I do talk about being non-binary while I am streaming, which is why I feel it's appropriate to also talk about it here while I'm podcasting, because that's part of it. This is just, you know, pre-recorded audio-only streams. In fact, that intro I do, the date, my name, the show name, that's how I introduce my Twitch stream. It feels so natural to say that because it's like, well, I've been doing that as a podcast for so long. So, sharing the fact that I'm trans, non-binary, is important to me to start off because it's probably the biggest thing, at least identity-wise, personality-wise, over the past couple years. that I needed to start with because, well, one, you know, it's important to share my pronouns so you know who I am. And it's something I'll probably talk about more as we get into this, but, well, it's a bond of trust and share. It's a bond of kind of stepping back into the podcasting family and saying, well, if I'm going to be a part of the podcasting family, it's important for me to be genuine as I do. And so here I am. I'm still J. Sam Yadu. I still use the same name. I'm still Justin. But my identity is this. They, them. Non-binary. Still a, you know, quiet, shy, little nerdy person. And that's who I am. So, I'm looking forward to hearing from everybody else over the next month. I am looking forward to hearing what people have been up to and what cool things are doing. Yeah. I'm excited to be back. I'm excited to be here again. So with that, the theme music has been How Stars End from Yukmad's album Light Off, available on magnitude.com. I'll see you tomorrow, lovely people. Bye-bye.